This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. Real news of unreal events. A pair of elderly twins were found mummified in their disheveled Brooklyn apartment, according to police and a neighbor. The bodies of Elliot Wolfire and his brother Jerry Wolfire, both 79, they were twins, were found at the 56 Louisa Street home in Kensington shortly after 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 27th. The brothers may have been hoarders, with some rooms in the home piled with debris, including a barbecue grill. The pair had not been seen since February 14th. Neighbor Joe Padilla said officers who saw the men's bodies told him their corpses were mummified. The police said that they'd been dead for 12 days. One cop was new on the force. He couldn't stomach it. He said, "My partner's going up there because I can't." Padilla added of the siblings, "One of them always came to the supermarket around the corner. And we started saying, nobody's seen Elliot, because he's the more mobile of the twins. Then my girlfriend pointed out that there was a lot of mail stacked up out front. I started knocking 7 days ago," Padilla said. "I thought maybe one of them got COVID and had gone to the hospital, so we checked the hospitals and they weren't there. The lights were on upstairs and downstairs, but I wasn't going to break and enter," he said. "So yesterday the police came and broke through the side door and found them both upstairs." Elliot Wolfire was found face down in an upstairs bedroom in the two-story home, while his brother was discovered face up on the bathroom floor after cops had to call the fire department to get into the bathroom. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Padilla said the twins weren't hoarders so much as just bachelors. "They washed their dishes, the bathroom was pretty clean," he said, "but the rest of the house had thick dust. They needed a woman's touch." Police said there were no immediate signs of foul play, and it's believed the pair may have died of natural causes, although it would be odd for both twins to die of natural causes at the same time. All doors and windows in the home were secured from the inside, and police did not find any signs of forced entry. Police say they are continuing to investigate the deaths. New York City's most famous sibling hoarder deaths occurred in 1947, when Homer and Langley Collier died in their Harlem brownstone after tons of their collected junk collapsed on them. Something that is not the case here. Which makes this a story strange enough for Weird Darkness.